You're listening to the show about almonds and macadamia nuts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen. And I love unicorns.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Well, why were you thinking we should go to the cave, Marco?
Just because it's far fucking away from lots of people, Miss Person that I don't know very well, but have been working with these past few months to sabotage the waterside. Yeah!
It's a good thing we hired you as an escort,
Marco. I hope that involves nothing else except escorting you around.
Well,
Rafina.
Palula says,
oh,
maybe
now you know my name. Bubba bubba.
Will is like suddenly very uncomfortable.
Bubba da bubba da.
That's amazing. That, like, oh my god, I really hope I just love that so much. Everything about Rafina, I just hope that it's like something from Bear Toggle. Instead of saying hubba hubba, you guys say hubba da bubba da. That's gotta be canon. That's gotta be bubba da bubba da. You should see that dance at the Rolodex Aruni. The bubba da bubba da. Me and Tess do it in our naked selves all the time. Bubba da bubba da.
So I have a list, a very incomplete and terrible list of these kind of things where we say this has got to be canon, yeah. And like 80% of them, 80% of them have to do with Rafina.
Yes, of course they are. Of course. Oh my god, it's the hubba da bubba da. It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I love that. Okay.
Anyway, says Halula, maybe we could talk about this while we're walking.
Yeah, we don't need to be
either
here
place.
Anymore. I know exactly where we're going. Let's go.
Yeah, we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, bar guards, they say with their mouths full of sticky brick as they drag them into their own small room off to the side, these unconscious guards.
Okay.
Amazing. That was
Thank you.
So much easier than throwing them out the window.
Yeah, don't kill them or anything. Ha ha, you know? Fuck waterside, guys. Don't kill them.
Oh, don't worry. We won't.
Okay, winky winky.
Oh, no, we won't.
Yeah, you won't. Oh, no? Is there? Okay.
They're going to torture them.
Yeah.
All right, and then you go around a bend and they're gone.
All right, good.
You guys are alone.
Ugh. I changed myself to look like... I just had to say that phrase.
I know.
The human from Community. The human being. A community human being. Just completely scary. But you guys don't know Community.
No, they don't know
you
what
gotta
they're talking
watch
about.
No, we've only seen one episode
so far. So wonderful. Their mascot at their college is the human being. they're the Greendale human beings, and their mascot just wears this like full body white suit with a scary like smile and two dots painted on it. It's the scariest.
That's amazing.
Stupidest.
Sounds
thing.
Like Slender Man with a
yes!
face.
It does kind
that's
of look like Slender Man. Yeah, it's so funny. Oh my god.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
What were we doing?
It's so good. All right. Anyway,
it's like a nightmare.
I just am remaining as Marco.
Okay.
Hopefully nobody ever saw my new clothes that I have or anything like that, and nobody will ask any questions about what happened in that place. Let's continue on.
Oh, we forgot to ask those guys what time it is.
Yeah, it's
no, you
night.
Didn't.
No, we said it's like dinner time. They thought it was maybe dinner time, though. Yeah. That's a very subjective answer. So
right.
You don't really know what exactly. Dinner time is.
But is it tomorrow or is it today?
Yeah. Mm. It's yesterday forever.
Yes.
Yesterday forever.
So where do we want to go? Want to go to the cave or the paper mill?
Sure. The cave sounds interesting since we have until tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we should go to the cave because the paper mill, you guys remember when we were there, they kind of scanned everyone for magic. They don't want you using magic.
Fuck, you're right.
And I am tired of places that don't let me use magic.
Hey,
let me
just... Gwen, do you know whether they scan you for magic at the cave? Because we also heard that there are people there, I think, right? Or roll a history check. I don't remember what the heck I remember about it, but...
Is it like a tourist destination?
It's like there's a guard or something. Yeah. When we were deciding whether to meet Ricardo, we figured out that there was somebody like at the front or somebody there to like monitor.
It's not a place you go like come and go. It's a place of business.
So we're still
like,
going to have to figure out how to get out of there.
You're just going to just pretend that you're giving us the puzzle winners a tour of the plant.
Yeah.
If anyone asks.
Awesome.
Okay. All right.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to change myself to I was going to say I was going to change myself to look like one of the guards we just saw because then it would make sense that we were in the tunnel. But maybe no, because I don't know what Marco did. Did we ever know Marco's job?
No.
We don't even know what he did.
So he didn't work at the... I thought it sounded like someone was saying he worked at the paper mill.
I feel like it makes maybe more sense. Like, what do you think? Should I change... Like, Will's just asking this in character. Do you think I should look like one of those guys? Like, I'm escorting you guys? Or should I be Marco? I don't know, guys. I'm running...
We're on cliffside, so we don't want to look like a...
I see a lot of people dressed like Marco around cliffside.
Yeah.
Who work at the mill. So...
Okay.
I personally think that might be the best look for you.
Okay, Marco.
You look like something else. But
so you have to look like someone you know.
All right.
It can't just be a rando.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. All right, I guess we're going to the
cave. Nobody around here knows Strahd, so why don't you just turn into Strahd?
Strahd in a cliffside costume.
In a jumpsuit. Who is this Strahd you guys keep talking about?
Oh, he was just a crybaby. Just crying all over the coffin of his dead brother, vampire overlord that they hired me to try to replace. And, you know, I said no, and that's all you need to know. Okay, so let's get to this cave already, right?
Yeah, let's go. If anyone asks, we're on a tour. We're the puzzle winners.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
And there's no other ways, right? Like, we don't have to, because I don't know where I'm going. Is it confusing?
If you recall, you have a map.
Oh, yeah, we do have a map. Yay!
Why don't I change to that?
Yes, thank you. I've been looking at the same picture, and I'm like, this is not where we are anymore.
At some point, we all really need...
We've gone back, okay.
A rest or something.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
100%.
A short rest would be lovely.
1,000,000%.
Oh, we're right in the middle.
Yeah.
But we're, like, almost under Gwen's store.
So you're,
Well, she's on Waterside, right?
So everybody with Gwen would know or remember that over here was about where Marco died. The pink lines are the irrigation.
Yeah, if we walk in here, there's going to be other jelly molds.
This was the old defunct one or whatever that you were in.
We're in the middle one, right?
Well, you're not sure. You know there are two more. There's this point and this point that flow under the gate.
But he said A.
It said A and B under the stones.
Yeah, and he said we went to A, right? The guards outside, they said we were at pumping, whatever it was.
I don't know if they said that. The stone did. If they said it, they did.
But plant A is on this side, so maybe we're here?
Oh, yeah, he said plant A. They did say plant A.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we would remember... Okay.
And plant
so we would remember from being above ground where A and B are. Because we were doing the puzzle, the A plus B.
So yeah, you could then safely assume you are under this juncture here.
And we're on the cliffside now.
Yeah.
So I guess we continue up this path until it branches. And
so yeah, eventually, I mean, it's not like a complete straight line, but it mostly is. There's some jogs in the path. But eventually you do get to a pretty major... T intersection where the pipe itself splits.
Mm-hmm.
One goes, you know, goes to your right and one to your left. And if you can trust the map, you have the left one would go to the paper plant where the right one would continue on towards the cave.
And where's the cave? Am I missing where the cave is? The cave
is at the back middle of the...
Yeah, it's right there.
Where all those lines meet.
All right.
Because the water provides irrigation to both the plants, but also to the caves themselves.
Right, okay.
Isn't that also, like, the back of the town, isn't that also pretty close to where we showed that we'd solve the puzzles?
That was that was Plant B.
Oh, Plant B. Okay.
Plant B. Oh,
which is over here.
Okay.
That's also where your appointment is.
Okay. Are we just going to hang out in the cave, too? Like, what is our plan? Are we going to get out of the cave, and then where are we going to go? Gwen, do you know a place on Cliffside? Like, maybe I can go to Tess. Oh, God. As Marco, you guys, this is getting sick even for me.
Don't do it.
I'm friends with Tess. We can go see her. We used to work together.
But he can't look like Marco when we do it.
Yeah, that's not good. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can just look like Marco to get us through the cave, and then we can come out on the cliffside, and hopefully tomorrow today doesn't
come
over this way.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
Let's go. Then we make our way to the cave, I guess.
All right. So you're heading down the pathways.
Mm-hmm.
The main difference between this and the one you were initially in is that these are lit. The other ones were not.
Okay.
And it just seems a little bit more well-kept.
Phew.
So you... proceed down, and you do get to a major sort of bend, which you think corresponds to this point in the map that I'm illuminating here. And then you start heading.
Oh, it sounded like someone fell.
Sorry. My cat was trying to walk across the keyboard, and I knocked my water bottle in the process, and that freaked him out. And we're all good, though.
Good.
All right.
It knocked over all the dominoes, which went down the stairs, and then they knocked over my door.
Seriously. And then he fell over.
All right. So, yeah, you, you're following the pipe back all the way back here. Eventually, the tunnel you're in is joined by two other tunnels at a large juncture that each have pipes within them as well. And they all join up into one single pipe.
Okay.
And keep going, you assume, south, back towards the cave.
Yep.
Did we pass any ladders?
You did not pass anything like that. Okay. Nope. It's pretty much a featureless tunnel.
Do you want us to roll for anything, like investigation or anything?
It depends on what you guys are doing. You didn't tell me you were looking for anything.
Well, I think, like, we would all prefer to not have to interact with anybody and pop up somewhere else, maybe. But, I mean, like, Will would be trying to check that out, right? Sure. I don't know.
Are there any shops open?
Is it an investigation?
Down here? No.
Well, the underground shops.
I meant at this time of day, but we don't know what time of day it is, really.
It's dinner time.
Yeah,
my investigation is a 25, dude. 25. That was a 19. 25
investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't find any exits that you can see. And they might be cleverly, magically concealed, but, you know.
Sweet.
That you don't find anything. And yeah, the third pipe that joins the other two, you think is probably coming from that old, more abandoned place that you were in. It's less, you know, it's rustier and not as well cared for as the other two.
Yeah.
But yeah, so eventually the passageway you're in, it narrows down a little bit, and you have a sense that you're maybe going slightly downwards.
Oh, no, not more underground. No, guys.
Well, we're going to a cave.
I know, but I've never been in a cave. I thought it would just be like, you know, in a fairy tale where there's just like a nice little cave. And God, it has to be horrible, doesn't it?
Caves aren't all horrible.
Are you from a cave, Gwen?
Do I look like I'm from a cave?
I don't know, Gwen. I don't know. Maybe you were from a candy cave in a land that fucking was invented because all these bad spirits have come out and Tivoli is gone. You know? Like that shit that's going on. All right, sorry. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Let's get the fuck out of this fucking cave.
Yeah, let's just keep going and get out of here.
All right. So eventually you get to another fence gate thing.
Oh, no. Okay.
This one looks very sturdy, and there's actually no door in it.
Oh. What? Okay. Do we have to turn around and, like, exit under the bookshop? We know we can... Wait, no, that was connected to the bad cave, right? Wait, was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was still connected to the bad cave. All right. So, spells that I don't have anymore. How do we get out of here?
I have a new spell.
Ooh.
But I want to look at it a little bit.
Leonid's tiny fence opener.
Bathwack just rolled a 23 melee.
I screwed up. I'm trying to edit my sheet.
Did you hit the gate with your sword?
Clang!
Sorry, Eric, can you...
Yep, what?
Even see it now. The character sheet got messed up somehow.
Okay.
The longsword one-handed.
Uh-huh.
Can you edit it and add to the damage another 1d8 radiant, just automatic?
Yep.
All right. My spell... Can I...
You're good. Go ahead. New spell.
This spell allows me to find the shortest, most direct physical route to a specific fixed location that I'm familiar with on the same plane of existence.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that is something we could consider using if we wanted to pick exactly where we wanted to go.
Are you familiar with Tessa's place? Is that where we were going?
I don't think we went to Tessa's place. Did we go to Tessa's place?
We didn't go to Tessa's place. We went to the Rolodex of Rooney once. Yeah, I guess Gwen wasn't there, though. So, yeah, we went to
the... Show it, but if you show it to me on the map, doesn't that mean I'm familiar with it? Like, I'll know the area?
Nice, though. The Rolodex of Rooney is on Waterside. And I thought Tess lived on Waterside as well. She did when I worked there with her.
That's right.
So, we can't do that. We can't do that.
Okay. What about the... was the bookstore on this side?
Yeah.
The bookstore was on this side. How about we pop in there? We can pop in there
because I do have some...
Turtles?
Turtles. I can't remember if they're frogs or turtles. I have turtles that we could tempt her with.
Is it after hours? Because she really did not like it when we got there.
Did you guys have turtles in hand?
No. Well, we have Bathwack.
That's not the kind of turtles. Well, maybe she does like.
I mean,
kind
maybe
of
she
I
does.
Know.
Who knows? Bathwack, come on, get your
take your pants off.
Get your pants. No, please don't. Just who said
cover
that?
Cover yourself with caramel nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I know that. We know where the bookstore is, right? So we don't even need my spell for that.
I think the mic like is in
it's
a
now
weird
two
place
in front of her.
Yeah, it's like
mouth.
It needs
really?
To like there. Yeah, sorry. It's just like it
so
sounded like you were like this, like
nostril level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Just keep letting me know. I'm sure it'll probably move again.
All right. So cover Bathwack in nuts. I'm all for that.
Yes. Caramel and nuts.
And caramel, yes. Ooh, I'm hungry.
All right. I guess, does that make sense? That little old lady did not turn out to be Ricardo Ulysses.
Remember, we tried to go to the tavern over here. We got kicked out of there because they weren't very friendly. And
yeah,
they probably remember us from at home in hardware and at the place with the paper that you guys got all that stuff and messed little things up and threw a fit and all that stuff. So our choices are very slim. Yeah. We can't even go to the fine food now because of that whole fiasco.
Oh,
so
man,
it caused a lot of trouble.
Should I just try break this fence?
Yeah, you could. You want to try, Mo? Go ahead.
Can I help?
I don't know. Can you?
Okay.
What, just hit it with your sword. I don't know what's going on in your brain. No, I'm just kidding.
I never stabbed Gate before.
Stab?
What's
wait,
can we
no.
just rip it off, Mo?
Holy shit.
We try?
Let's try.
Okay.
So what is it? Just a straight up strength check or something
athletics.
Else? Athletics will work? Yeah. Sweet. All right, well, let's see if it's good. I rolled a 2.
Oh, no. Every time.
All right.
It's ridiculous because it's the bonus is really high, but I rolled
and then Mo rolled a.
Oh my god!
Oh wow! Wow!
All right. So you go after you look at it and try to assess maybe a weak point, one of the edges, maybe a corner or something like that, just to try to pull it out of the stone. And so you both set yourselves and you grab on and you start. And Mo is like, he's like in the zone. He's got his like eyes narrowed and he's just like, just, you can see all the, his muscles just standing out all the way up to his neck. And
oh
he's
my
just
God.
Like, he's not
he's
breathing.
He's going to get a hernia.
Gonna pop right now.
Stop. No, Mo.
And then Bathwack, he muscles you out of the way. He like his left elbow, he like pushes into your solar plexus, and he reaches over where one of your hands was.
Whoa.
And he digs in. One of his heels is like into your foot.
Oh my god.
And he just like wrenches, and then all of a sudden with the sound of scraping metal on stone, he is able, there's a ping ping, and two of the bolts fly off of the fence, and he's able to wrench up the corner of this gate here a little bit.
Wow.
Oh dear.
Guys, just in case anyone wanted to know, none of us should mess with Mo, okay? Mental note.
And Batwick adds something else he needs to talk to his therapist about.
Mo, do you want a piece of candy? Will that help?
Okay.
Mo, we need to talk. I mean, that's...
To be clear, I rolled a 2, but the check was 10, right?
You still got pushed out of the way.
I did get pushed out of the way. Mo and I have to start a fight club.
Okay. I never heard. Stab what is club. That?
Stab club.
You describe it, and he's like, "Oh, that's where I lived."
Oh, poor Mo.
So yeah, you all could get through. You have to push your stuff through, and you have to get basically down on your belly, but you can go through that hole that he made. It's hardest, mostly for, well, Bathwick with his armor, Mo himself. And Gwen, you three probably have the hardest time getting through, but it's still possible.
Cool.
All right, we get through. We did it. Yeah. Now you cast your spell, Rafina? Or no?
Yes. No, wait. Do we want my spell still?
I don't know.
Because we know exactly where it is, don't we? Didn't we say we were basically under there? Or is it because now we're...
No. Why don't we keep going?
Yeah, I thought we were going to the cliff or the cave now, right? Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be even better, yeah.
So yeah, okay. You push onwards. Are you trying to hide the fact that you all climb through here, or are you not worried about it?
Oh,
you mean like cover our tracks?
The
fence.
Oh.
Guess not.
We should probably bend that
so
back.
You...
Oh, goodness. I don't even know.
Set a watch.
How would we do that? Like, I can't bend metal back or anything.
Well, Mo bent it one way.
I know, but Mo also almost got a hernia, I think.
He also broke 2 of the bolts.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And 2 of Bathwack's toes.
And his pride.
My pride was already broken by the last fight.
The only thing I could do is try to melt it with my breath weapon.
Ooh.
What?
Some welding.
Will says. What?
I'm a dragonborn. I'm a gold dragonborn. I can breathe fire.
Holy shit. We got 2 crazy breath people in this party. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I need mint.
What?
Huh?
You need,
you
what do you
two
do?
2 crazy breath people.
Oh, not you, no. Just these 2. Apparently one can breathe fire, the other breathes some kind of
acid
or poison or something. I'm glad I've never experienced it myself, so I'm not sure.
Mo is a double mint dragon.
It goes perfect with Gwen.
He breathes freshness.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right, you breathing on this, or are you guys moving on?
It's going to be obvious, right? So
probably.
Probably, but
it'll be more or less obvious once it's melted.
Well, what's confusing to me is that they said it keeps going on to the cave. Like, the people acted like we could get in. So there must be a way to get in the cave that we just missed, you guys. I think we didn't roll. Can I roll as we're trying to figure out how to put this bent bars back? Can I roll and find the very obvious door that's like right there or something?
If you want to, sure.
Yeah, okay. Investigation. Here we go. She's a 10. Ugh, I had my good roll before.
10, all right. Mo steps on your foot and elbows you in the solar plexus. And you don't find a door.
I'm knocked out. All right, Cool.
Well, all you guys, I probably could pull out some fondant from my pouch and maybe I could fashion like a door with that. I mean, if someone looks at it closely, yeah, they're going to know it, you know.
Use the sticky bics for the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I also could, I could take some stone and fashion a door out of it and like be very confusing. And all of a sudden a stone door appears in the middle of the fence. How about that?
Ooh, I mean, it's on the edge, right?
Can you, so you make it look like a fence?
Yeah, could you make it look like bars?
It won't look wiry. It won't look metally. It'll look like it'll be something.
But it's
out
in the dark,
stone.
Right? Or is it really lit here? Is it still really lit?
The lighting is a little more spaced out, but there are still lights here.
Well, maybe it'll pass for now. I don't know. Maybe
where's the closest light? How is there a light nearby that's shining on the wall?
Why don't we turn the
on the
out?
Gate that we just ripped off?
Well, there's one kind of close. I mean,
yeah,
these aren't directions.
Breaks the light with his sword.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Crash.
Now we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, it's much darker now.
Okay. Cool.
So you don't want me to try to repair it with fondant and sticky bricks?
I wish. That's amazing. How long would it take? We're here 5 hours later. Whoa.
No, you've got to get a double boiler.
Yeah.
And
yeah, where's my... I don't know if I can get an airbrush out of here.
Okay. All right. So you keep on going. There's a bend in the tunnel not too far afterwards. Mm. You follow it around and... I would say about 30 or 40 feet past that, the pipe ends, and the tunnel continues.
The pipe ends.
The water pipe. Want me to use my spell, guys? Are we lost?
Oh, God. Is it dark?
No, there's still lights.
The pipe ends, like, is it open on the end? Like, water would splash out of here. You guys, Eric's going to drown us all. Maybe you want to put a stone cap on that shit for a while.
Well,
So we're like
there's
here.
Nowhere to go.
No, the tunnel continues. The pipe stops.
Yeah, we're like pipe. Out here too, right? Like
yeah, in the blackness. Yeah,
if your map is accurate.
Okay. You guys. Will's like, you guys. This is severely underground now. Are we really sure we want to keep going?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
we need to get away from here.
Oh no! What knowledge?
I mean, we're going
do we
away
have?
From tomorrow today, right?
That's yeah. Selenia, what right do you direction. Know?
What? Oh, you looked at me. No. I know about what I. What do you mean?
Everything.
Everything?
Did you tell
no,
us?
No, I've
what...
not been here very long. I don't really know much about this place.
And I'm sure you didn't enter this Moro's Inlet from this strange, from odd cave.
No, I did not. I've never been down here.
How did you enter?
I was smuggled away on a barge that came in and managed to slip off into the town.
Wow, like you were exciting. So people have been chasing you that long?
Why?
You had to smuggle yourself on a barge from Tivoli to here or from
for
some...
a while, no, but
wow.
I can't pay for passage. I don't
Fascinating. I wonder who would be doing that. Can I roll to see if I remember her?
Sure.
If I know anything about this person. What would that role be? History.
Just an intelligence check.
12.
10 plus 2 is 12. Her face doesn't seem familiar to you, and her name, awesome. I mean, I don't know, you might have heard that name before. It doesn't ring any specific bells. Okay. It's not some weird name like Galdar or something.
Yeah. Just is about cats puking and stuff, so
that's right.
That's not weird.
Well, Galdar, I have to say, is the best worst name ever.
Thank you.
Galdar. All right. Like, are we sure we want to keep going, or do we want to try to use Rufina's spell?
Well, we could try to use a spell, but there's no guarantee she's going to let us stay with us. We have a better chance now that I can give her, you know, turtles, but...
We could also just do something about her for a while, or permanently. We need to get somewhere safe. That
we're not going to... hurt her?
What are you suggesting, Will?
I don't know.
She's a bookseller.
Yeah, but she was extremely rude in many ways.
Well, yes, I would be rude,
so
too, if someone, yeah, if someone broke into my house.
Didn't she do something? Maybe it was just because it was in the middle of this thing. I think I'm
broke and entered into her establishment.
I totally didn't. That was a complete... It was another entrance. How are we supposed to know whether you go through the front door, or you go through the door under the table stacked with books? How is one supposed to know, Rafina?
I mean, if someone tried to break into my storehouse, I probably would have raged at them. So,
exactly.
Well, you might want to make your entrance just way clearer and say, this is the only entrance on the top, is all I'm saying. Because I could argue in a court of law, probably, that you just don't know. How is one supposed to know? When there is a door into a facility, how is one supposed to know unless it is properly marked? And that one didn't say, hey, don't enter here. That's all I'm saying, everyone. Now, whether we're going to go to that lady's bookstore, I just heard Rafina say, oh my God, really? Are we going to go to this old lady's bookstore, or are we going to go down into this terrifying cave? And now this is the flow, you guys, the flow. What if it starts flowing? I'm gesturing wildly, flowing, and we flow off into flucking flowland.
Flucking
flowland.
Well, I'm then sure we'll be away from here, and that'll be good.
Oh, God, but then we'll be wet underground in a scary cave. And that other, you don't know this, Gwen, or maybe you do, but the other tunnels that we were in when we first got to this town were full of like acid jelly cubes that almost ate Bathwack. And I had to save him. I had to save Bathwack's life. Do you know how humiliating and horrible that was? I had to save him. So are we going to deal with more of those creatures that are probably down this cave? Or are we going to just sip up to the book lady and maybe, you know, put her in a closet for a couple days while we recover?
Well, that will be absolutely plan Z. Let's just give her turtles first.
Okay. Well, I'm ready here with plan Z when everything goes to shit, okay? Guys, Will is an asshole. I'm really sorry. This plan is fine. Will's just being himself.
We know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd much prefer plan turtle.
Yes.
Fantastic. Are we trying?
I'm not sure
now?
Where anybody's going right now.
I
don't know what people
want to see where
we're
this
going
cave.
To the bookseller. Yeah.
I want to see where this cave goes.
Yeah, let's just go a little bit further and see what's here before, because we know we can go back to the bookstore, but I mean, I don't see any of these gelatinous acid cubes you save Bathwack from right here, so
that's because they jump out at you from a corner. It's terrible. And then you dissolve. That's why this guy, and I point to my face, this guy is dead. He dissolved into one of those things.
Gwen doesn't know that, does she?
Yeah,
no.
She does now.
Oh yeah. Surprise? Wait. Did you know this guy? He's dead. He's dead now. I'm sorry for your loss, potentially.
Well.
What?
I said I was sorry.
I said I'm sorry.
Well, did you push him into a cube?
Nope. He went around. He was like, okay, bye, guys. And he went around a corner and we were like, where is he? And me and Bathwack just followed him. And then the fucking cube was there. We didn't do anything. I did not kill him to assume his shitty identity from this shitty town. Excuse me.
Well, I would normally say that this isn't a shitty town, but I have a bit of a sour taste in my mouth about this town now.
Yeah, a bit.
So
just a bit. Just a little
just
bit.
Just a bit.
Yeah, me too.
Just a little
just
bit.
Just a little bit. I mean, they have some pretty cool shit going on, but seriously. Come on.
Okay.
Right. So what are we
onwards
doing?
In the cave.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
Will, you don't have to walk first.
All right, goodbye. I'll stand by the end of this pipe and I'll tell you when the water comes out.
Do you want me to carry you?
No.
I'm very tired.
I'm very tired. Yeah,
we do need a rest soon. Yes. We need a rest soon, and we don't even actually sleep anymore. It's very weird.
Speak for yourselves.
I sleep.
True. Yeah, you guys.
Selenia says, "What are you talking about?
We can't sleep. We're magical, powerful people.
Not every. I can sleep just fine."
It's not a guilt thing, is what she's implying. It's not a guilt thing. It's just that we're fucking magical, okay? You sleep can't even comprehend how magical we are.
How do you think for me?
Sleep at night.
I'm sure Will has had that said to him at some point. That's why he said that.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night? Fine! On satin pillows, asshole! That's what he should have said. Anyway.
All my pillows.
Oh,
Gwen, we'll if get you back get to me pillows. To Tivoli and make sure that Tivoli still exists,
are you writing another contract?
I will give you 100 satin pillows.
I think this sounds like another contract.
Sounds like another contract brewing, and I will not rule it out.
Hey, wait, but you just, I mean, this is out of character, but you just brought up Tivoli, and isn't this other person who's with us?
Yes.
Wasn't she very freaked out about Tivoli?
I've said it a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, Will said to her that he was from Tivoli.
Yeah, I definitely said it. Yeah.
She was actually kind of relieved.
Yeah, because it exists.
Oh, like, because it's real.
Yeah, or at least to Will. Or maybe I'm just messing with her. Maybe I'm messing with all of you. Tivoli never existed. Oh, mind blown!
You're working with
her. That makes so much sense.
It's just completely insane.
Will works for tomorrow today.
Right. Yes. Will is like, you have to be my bodyguard until we get to Tivoli.
And when we get there, you'll have a great house, and you'll live right next door. It'll be everything you ever dreamed
of.
All
in the contract.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I'm like waving them. Goodbye!
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're going.
I'm going to stand right here.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right, there's a bend a little ways down the road.
Oh no.
And then they go around the bend.
And then I'm all by myself.
I look back around
before I leave Will, I'm going to be sure. Hold on, I really want to go down this tunnel.
Yep.
Will, are you going to be fine here?
Are you going to be fine? I don't think any of us are fine, and I don't know why we're not magicking ourselves to the bookshop with the little old lady that we can easily outmaneuver. She's
I'm
old.
I'm not old. Oh, that.
Not lady. You. Go around the corner, Rafina.
Will, do you need me to stay? You need me to stay here?
Do I need you to stay here? No.
Oh,
do I want you to stay here? No.
Contractually obligated.
But you are contractually obligated, so I mean, it's up to you, I guess.
You want to break the contract? Right.
So Bathwack has to stay at the top.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Bathwack, I can sense how irritated you are.
Bathwack, Clockface is standing behind him, Will, with his arms crossed, looking at you.
Oh, my God. All right. Bathwack, if we drown down here, I'm going to have somebody kill everybody you know, okay? Fine, let's go!
Out of character, though, can't you guys all breathe underwater?
Oh my God, we can!
Yes.
That's what we get for having someone who listens to the podcast play with us!
I know!
Smarting us all. I mean, that's not the only thing Will is worried about, but yeah, okay, fine. That dawns on me, I guess. Oh, wait a second.
Light dawns on Marblehead.
Long list of Will's fears. He cross off drowning.
Yep. Oh, God. All right, fine.
He replaces it with not being able to drown. He'll figure out what that means later.
Oh, God. All right, this freaking place. It's not just the drowning. No, it's perfect, because you know what? That's fine. That can dawn on me.
We don't deserve that.
Because it's not just about drowning. Bathwack, it's not just about drowning. What is the water that comes out of these pipes? We don't even know. It could be polluted. It could be like Tivoli, like the river in Tivoli, which is, God, it's not good. It's not good.
There's probably some amoeba in it that can eat your brain.
Yes, there is. Multiple. And they're really hard to cure. So, and you can't, you know, it's terrible. So let's Come on. Why is nobody listening to me? This is awful.
All right. La, la, la.
Bathrak's still standing next to you, listening.
Yeah, Will is talking to Bathrak. Like, because everyone else is going, and he's, like, pleading with Bathrak, like, listen, I'm not being unreasonable here. Mm-hmm. This is disgusting. Plus, we saw that giant worm thing go through the ground. How do we know that it's not going to come up and eat us? Plus, jelly cubes. Plus, tomorrow, today, maybe they're already here. Maybe we're going to die. Bathrak, I am very concerned.
Will has okay, a Will. Concern.
Let it be known.
Bathwack, see, even though we have a contract, there are people that I work with that, like, advise me sometimes. So you can fucking talk. You can say something. If you really think that we should go down this cave, convince me. How about that?
Oh, I mean, Bathwack has started to kneel down and open up his pack. He's gotten out his index cards, and he's started drawing a playing card.
What? Bathwack, what are you doing? Why am I whispering?
I mean, they're all walking down the, they're all walking away.
Yeah,
right?
they're out of view and right now. We're assuming,
and we're sitting here, so I'm gonna make some new playing cards.
Bathwack.
I got this card stock at the store. I'm gonna turn it into a deck of playing cards. Maybe if we're here long enough, I can finish drawing them and we can play a game.
All right, now you're threatening me with playing a game. Now listen, I know that you think that I hate you that much that it would push me on to go through this dark, disgusting tunnel, and maybe you're right, but I'm asking for some kind of
Bathrak's
actual...
Bathrak's just listening, and of course, this is not his plan at all. He's just making playing cards. He's not bored.
Be like, it's clock like a, face.
In Will's eyes, it's like a torturer, like sharpening his instruments,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Across the room.
Right, it's completely a threat.
Sorry, clock face. Clock
oh yeah,
face.
I mean clock face. Where were you, by the way?
He shrugs.
Where were oh, you?
He was in the Rolodex of Rooney.
He nods.
That's right.
Does Will know that? Did I hear that?
No,
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, wait a second. You were. He was in the Rolodex of Rooney. Why? What was he doing?
I think he was just hanging out, having
a good time. Admiring the dancers.
Bathwack. What? Wait a second. Clockface, you were enjoying yourself in the Rolodex, Rooney? You were just hanging out while the rest of us fucking tried to find you?
He shrugs.
Are you fucking kidding me? We have been going on trying to find you. I have been worried sick.
He shakes his head.
You're right. I didn't care, but Bathwack cared, and it was very distracting. All right, you guys. I can tell that the DM doesn't want anything else to happen until I move, so I guess I have to go because the other poor people are just waiting for the game to go
you,
on.
It seemed like you were about to go multiple times. So I was trying to...
Was it really?
Yeah.
Did you really think I was going to go?
Yeah, because it seemed like you were about, well, you're waiting there, so, and then you started talking for another 2 minutes about something unrelated. That's what it seemed like to me.
I could do this all day. You better skip ahead. All
right. So everybody else.
Skip ahead.
All right. So the rest of you, you've gone on. You hear Will's voice echoing in the distance. It's amazing how loud it is still here. You don't know if it's just the acoustics or not, but it's harder and harder to make out the details, but you get the gist of it for a while. The tone is definitely carries through.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's the tunnel cuts to the right, and then pretty soon after that, it cuts back to the left, and it almost abruptly ends with a ladder going up.
Oh. Well, here we go. This is what we were looking for, right? How tall is the ladder?
It goes up about, 30 feet. It's pretty high.
Okay.
And it ends in a trapdoor.
Mm. All right. Gwen is going to go up to see if she can hear anything at the trapdoor.
All right. Up you go. Hup, 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 hup. Perception check.
Mm-hmm. Perception. Oh, nice. 15.
15. Yeah, you don't hear anything past the trapdoor.
What if it goes up into the bookstore? Like, what if it really does? It's going to be very confusing.
What's the trapdoor made of? Is it like a wooden trapdoor?
It is wooden.
Mm.
Okay. Then is there like a handle or like a lock or anything on it, or does it look like you just like push on it?
Yeah, there's no handle or latch or anything like that. It looks like you could just push. You see some hinges.
So Gwen's going to just push on it just to see if she can just make it open just a teeny bit to see if she can sort of see what might be up there without opening it, you know, all the way.
Okay. So you creak it open, just crack it open just a tad. And through the crack, this sort of soft yet bright fluorescent green light shines in.
Yeah. Does that mean we're so on many different side again?
No, it's cliffside because they're the ones that have the magic lichen. Oh, the water side is in power because they have control to the water.
Oh,
and they need the water
for
the paper.
I saw the green light. I thought it was back at Tomorrow Today.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was thinking.
But that's right. They use the lichen to. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, you see.
Remember that.
You see a pretty large cavern, and it's got this lichen all throughout it. That's where the light is coming from, this bioluminescent growth on the walls and the ceilings and the floors. From
the
vantage point you're at, you don't see any people or anything like that.
Okay.
Gwen, do you see any stalagmites or stalactites?
I was never taught about that because that's not something that I was supposed to know about in my clan. But I see a lot of lichen and I don't see any people.
Do any of them look like popsicles?
Do I see any popsicles?
I hope so.
The lichen you see does not look like popsicles, and the people you don't see don't look like popsicles.
Rafina, if you want to... If you want a popsicle, I probably could grab one out of my pouch here for you.
I was just trying to figure out whether or not they were stalagmites or stalactites. But guess what? I don't remember the difference either, so it wouldn't help me. And also, a popsicle could be upside down. Who knows? So
very
true. It's not going to work. My question was fruitless. Unlike a popsicle.
Do we want to go up here? It doesn't look like there's anyone there. And I didn't hear anything.
Well, it's if no one's there, let's go.
Okay, we probably should be quiet, though.
Okay.
We can't hear Will anymore, right? No, we can't. All right. So.
Actually, yeah, you do a little bit.
Oh.
It's not that far.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Gwen's going to slowly open the door all the way.
Okay.
But, like, not to try to make a lot of noise with it.
Okay. Got it. So you open the trap door.
it's a small trap door.
And, this you're in a pretty large cavern. The trap door just kind of goes up into the floor of the cave. You can see a few openings heading off in different directions. You don't see any sign of anything, like, built here, any people working or anything like that. If you didn't know any better, you'd think this is just a cave that you're just in the middle of, except for the hole, the regular square hole that you just climbed out of with a ladder leading down. And there's actually a lot of lichen sort of right up against the edge of the hole. Sort of, you have to step on it to climb out, basically.
Oh, no. Does it scream?
Rafina does, but the lichen doesn't.
Should we go back and let them know we found this? Or do we want to just let them
go away forever?
Does anybody, can anybody find any large, heavy rocks?
Poor Bathblack. I mean,
we're certainly not drowning like Will was worried about. We certainly have not run into a gelatinous acid cube or whatever that Will was worried about.
Like how Gwen thinks that Will's worries are just completely fabricated. Like, oh, these weird gelatinous cubes. Where are they?
I've never seen them.
Yeah, I guess we should get... Do you want me to get them?
Sure. If you want.
All right. I had been about to go up the ladder, but I scurry back. Hey, guys!
Hey,
hello?
Will.
Are you drowned? What?
Rafina's come back for us. What's up, Rafina?
We found a trapdoor, like, 10 feet away.
And it goes up. Tell him it goes up.
Zach looks at
Will. Oh, well, the trapdoor... Okay, so there's a ladder. And Gwen listened at the trapdoor at the top of the ladder. And guess what? There's nothing there except for that lichen stuff. No popsicles either.
That sounds terrible. But thanks for going ahead. I mean, let's make sure that this thing doesn't get us wet at the very least. Because, you know, we can't drown. I remembered that while you guys were gone. We can't actually drown. Sorry, Rufina.
So
well,
sincere.
Gwen opened the door all the way and nothing gushed in or out.
Okay.
So it's safe. Come along. Come along now. Come along now. Let's go.
All right. I walked. Now! But then I pick up the pace.
I've been putting away my cards back in my pack.
You got an annoyingly little progress.
You drew one little diamond.
Yeah.
No, they have anyway.
Oh,
they have weapons. Differences. They have weapons and horrible battle injuries on them.
Whoa! Wow, that's awesome.
I got the seven of decapitations.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I hope that Alex invents a real card game based on what Bathwack invents in this game, and then sell it and become super famous as Bathwack Medrock. Is it Medrock? Medrack? Bathwack Medra, you know what? The good among you have nothing to fear card game.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be great.
Much easier to say.
Just trademark that.
Yeah. Yep.
TM.
Uh-huh.
Copyright. 2001.
Eric's waiting to say that Will immediately drowns when the water comes splashing out right after we start walking.
No, just the echoing of the footsteps and whatever, it just sounds like in your head that water is gushing out behind you.
Right,
like,
the whole time. Yeah,
you keep jerking around.
Hurry because Rufina said that, but also because I was trying to be cool, but then I pictured a gush of disgusting water coming out of the pipe and I start hustling over because I do not want to get caught in that.
Yep, but that doesn't actually happen. Good. You just imagine. Phew. It.
Awesome.
And then you get to a ladder, just like I described before.
Well, we're going up it, I guess.
Okay. So it sounds like everybody goes up the ladder. Yeah, and just to make sure I was clear, the tunnel ends here. This is not a little sideways thing where the tunnel keeps going. This is the end of the tunnel.
Okay. All right.
It ends in this ladder.
Okay. It's where the sidewalk ends.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you head on up, and you're in the midst of this relatively large cavern within, you would think, probably a cave system. Few different places to go off of this relatively large room.
Are there carts or things that are
like I said before, there's no sign of people working in this area or anything like that. You do see many stalactites and stalagmites. You don't know which one is which. They all look like popsicles. You get up there, Rafina's licking one.
I mean, this is...
It's ooh, I wouldn't put your tongue on that.
Oh,
ooh.
No. God,
let me just prestidigitate it first.
It's not icy. I'm not going to get stuck on it.
Her tongue is glowing when she turns around.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny. Wow, the stuff is probably worth something.
Just start scraping the lichen off of everything.
I feel it's something pack that Rufina would typically take. Like, that's all that Will is looking at Rufina. Are you collecting it with your mouth or are you?
I'm wondering how it'll taste in tea.
Yes, exactly, Rufina. That's what I was thinking too. Maybe you'd make tea out of this and probably poison people, but it might be cool. We could give it to the bookstore lady.
Well, okay, if we run out of turtles, I suppose.
Oh, we won't run out of turtles.
That Rufina is trying to sneak some out of Gwen's pocket. And then tries to put it back very discreetly.
I love that. Is this stuff it's just constantly glowing or is it pulsating?
It's not pulsating. Don't be gross. It is constantly glowing.
I'm curious because if it's just glowing all the time, it might serve as a cool source of light at some point. Maybe I want to take some. I need to look at my...
Yeah, I mean, you're not sure if it would, you know, how it performs if you rip it off of where it's growing.
Well, maybe I try to rip it off and see what happens.
Okay.
How about I do that? I scrape it with a fingernail first to see if it's on my fingernail glowing.
Okay. Your fingernail falls off.
It's not poisonous, right?
You don't know? No one's eaten it yet.
You scrape a little bit off right now. It's on your glowing, still on your fingernail.
We don't know what it's going to do if you touch it.
Yeah. Well, Will does touch it.
Well, way to give me another phobia, Bathwack, I say as I look at it.
I'll also note that if you try to close the trap door, you can, but it when it is closed, it is almost indistinguishable from
so we can't go back in there.
Like there's lichen on the top of the door, and it just like lays down in there. So it would even be hard for you to find it again, you think, maybe, if you didn't remember exactly where it was.
Wow. Can I scrape a little bit into... I have an empty bottle. I have two empty bottles, actually. I'm going to scrape it into an empty bottle. Can I do that?
It's easy to scrape off.
All right, Rafina, you want one?
Yeah.
All right, then like I will give you... Yeah.
It reminds me of catching fireflies.
Is that in nature?
Well, we used to do it because the fireflies were thieves and they would try to steal things from us, so we would put them into bottles. It was a protection measure.
Gwen's sitting here wondering, like, I wonder if she could make glowing candy out of this. Ooh. If it is edible.
Okay. All right, so many entrepreneurs in this cavern.
Yeah.
So many thieves. Wait, glowing I guess I don't know. Did Gwen steal any? I'm watching you, Gwen.
I have nothing to put it in.
You stole some.
Hey, I have never protested stealing before.
You've never pretended not to be a thief.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, there was one time, but otherwise, no, I don't care. Yeah, okay, I give you that. So I only have one bottle full of lichen. So this is... you have a bottle full of glow and lichen, or at least some.
Glow and lichen.
I don't know if it's full. I don't know how easy it is to get off, but...
It's easy to get off. Okay. Just scrapes right off. Scrape, 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 scrape. Okay.
Okay. All right, I guess we're
just staring around at each
out.
Other in this sickly green light.
See if we're going to get sick just looking at it.
I'm getting out. I'm going to try to get out of there after I do
okay.
that.
You're not sure where out is.
Oh, no. You guys.
Did you say there's like three different places we could go?
Yes, there are three obvious exits that you can see from this larger room. Cavern.
I'm not trying to get out. I'm now looking at everyone else like, wait a second, guys. Do you know how to get out of here? I'm assuming you guys... Wait, did we just close ourselves into a death trap?
Well, does this look like a death trap? I mean,
yes,
we're all alive.
There aren't any other dead people here.
Yeah.
But maybe the lichen eats the people and that's why it glows.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah.
But it's not probable.
How do we get out of here?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Let's just go down one of these paths. And see where it takes us.
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's do it.
All right, so you pick one of the paths.
They're just sort of splayed out in front of us. One,
yeah, they're
two,
kind
three.
Of,
they're,
yeah,
they're like a,
not even one.
Is there anything distinguishing them? I mean, one of them's glowing brighter than the other, or...
give me a perception check.
All right. Or like, you know, one has a tall ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
One has dead people.
Mm-hmm.
One has dead people.
Oh, one has an exit sign.
Yeah. There we go.
All right, a 9. Yeah, nothing really strikes your eye about them, Bathwack. One maybe looks a little bit bigger, the one on your left, than the other two. But that's about it.
I'll start walking toward that one, unless everyone else is kind of going a different way.
Everybody goes in a different one. Got it.
No, if Gwen sees Bathwack walking towards one, then she's just going to like, all right, that's the one we'll take.
Yeah.
Same with Rafina.
What about one of these cats? Can't the cats figure out a breeze or something? Can't they smell their way out? Doesn't anyone have a useful cat? I know yours is made of bones, Rafina, but this other cat, can't it figure out how to get out of here?
Cats and breezes? I don't understand. My cat is not a wind sock.
Gwen holds up Cowl. Is like, here, Will, ask Cowl.
Okay, I'm not talking to your cat.
Hey, Cowl. Can you smell the wind?
It's a cat. Wait, Rafina, you can talk to cats. You can talk to animals.
Exactly. And cats can't smell wind, I guess. I don't know. That's why it's ridiculous you're talking to a cat.
Wait a second. That was a joke at my expense? Excuse me. I seem to remember something about animals having better senses than people. So I was thinking that if the breeze smelled different or the air smelled different down one of these little caverns, maybe that was the way to go. Excuse me. I fold my arms over my chest. For knowing a little bit about animals. Surprise! Will knows something about
a cat. Let me see.
Wow.
Gwen's going to Gwen's gonna stick her head up and open her nostrils and see what she can smell.
Fancy.
Ooh. Open her nostrils. I just love it. It was so lizard-like.
Yeah.
All right. Perception.
Awesome.
Perception.
Oh. Uh-oh, what is it? Bad? I didn't see. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh god.
What did she smell?
Alright, you get a nose full of this lichen.
She tries to smell lichen, just plops down from the ceiling and into her nostrils.
Alright.
Now I have glowing snot.
It does tickle your sinuses a little bit, and you're uncontrollably just like pew! You sneeze right on Will.
Hey, I didn't roll a natural one.
No, you didn't.
But you basically made
it. But you're in front of me.
Excuse me. And I pressed to digitate wherever she Where did she sneeze on? She's huge.
Probably
was it right on my head? Oh, no. She's way taller than me. It probably rained down on me.
It's probably easy to see because it's probably glowing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like a black light. It's Will's worst nightmare. It's like a black light in a hotel. All of a sudden, you can see all the particulate all over me. I faint. Like, I am just Will would not do well with that. Seeing the nasal particulate just everywhere. Like he
masks
like gasps.
Do work, guys.
Like it's like that girl. It's like that girl in Jurassic Park. It's always going to go back to Jurassic Park. The girl that gets sneezed on by the freaking Apatosaurus or whatever.
Oh right.
When she gets sneezed on and she's just like. Like that's how he looks. Like he's just completely like shocked. Like oh my god, I can't believe this.
Then Gwen's like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." And she's gonna prestidigitate it off of you.
And then I prestidigitate myself after she prestidigitates me. Like just- I'm following her. Like no. Oh my god, we have to get out of this cave.
You've been in it for 2 minutes.
Yes.
All right, Bathwack's gone.
Okay, bye.
All right, so it sounds like you're hutting down the left one that you're facing. The tunnel size is a little bigger than the other ones, and that might be a hint. Who knows? And we'll find out if you fall down a hole next time on Pork Fried Dice.
No! It's gonna be so long. We have no friends.
Away?
Yeah, I know. Like, I was thinking we would get out and, like, go out in the woods. Like, it would be, like, the first time Will would be like, let's get out of the town and into the woods to lay low for a while. But, like, that's the thing. We need to lay low. Like, we need to make sure that nobody knows who the heck we are, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm worried about blowing up the wall now, too, because... Like, what's keeping all that bad stuff on waterside away from cliffside? Or maybe everything's messed up. We just haven't discovered all of it yet.
I know, like cliffside's also
maybe it's
messed
all screwed
up. Yeah, that, we haven't met. We really need to meet Crumplemire because we need to know what the heck is like. What his deal? At least our perception of it, because then at least we can know whether he seems like a crazy dictator or like. Just a poor old man who got like confused and they built a wall and now he has no water to make his paper products or something. Paper products. Like he's making Dixie cups and toilet paper out of his lichen.
Toilet paper.
Glowing toilet paper.
TP. TP.
Magical TP. I love it.
Wow. Oh my God. Why is also, it's this air conditioning. Whenever we play in here, my voice is gone by the end of us playing.
Probably. Yeah, it's the AC.
Probably. It's because we don't have air conditioning, but we have the air conditioner in this room and it's drier, I guess. And it makes my throat go away.
You need something to put moisture in the air.
You also yell a lot.
Water and I know I do yell. Guys, am I the most annoying character? My goodness. God.
No.
No. Oh, my goodness. It's definitely Bathwack.
You know what? I swear to God. So last session, when Bathwack was being weird, where he didn't like grab everyone else's pack or at least tell us like, hey, your packs are over here. He just grabbed his and then walked out. And like everywhere I went, he walked in a different place. And I was like, is something up with Bathwack? Like, or is Alex mad? Like, is he mad at me? Like, is something going on? And Eric was nothing's going on. And then you fucking cast Eldritch Blast, Alex Medrak. I swear to God, man. And plus, did you see his Eldritch Blast is +11 and mine is only like +7. What the fuck, Bathwack? What the fuck? You're taking my roll too, huh?
You have 3 beams now too, though.
Yeah, but still, don't. No, don't change the subject. Wait a second. I'm the one that deflects. My character is the one that deflects. You have Eldritch Blast and I want to know what the fuck is going on with that.
I love the idea that Bathwack is trying to steal Will's identity.
Yeah.
It's like slowly becoming Will.
Oh my God.
Will's going to be like, someone else is me.
Yep.
Will doesn't know yet. So everything's good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to send so many letters home to Davoli, which doesn't exist anymore, to tell him to kill you.
You're afraid of Eldritch Blast?
It's not that I'm afraid of it. It's that why is Bathwack have a warlock spell or like a sorcerer spell or like a... Wait.
Wizards can have it too.
Okay. Why the fuck are you a wizard, Bathwack? Look at him bouncing on his bouncy ball.
I know.
What do you think of a...
And don't get me started Mr. about feats.
Where there's a guy locked up in the jail and he says, don't mess with me. I'm a wizard. What? He doesn't actually have to explain the old man in the jail.
I am going to be thinking about, okay, this is torture. Eric, you have to give us a fucking break. There are so many things going on. Like I said the thing, what did I say? I know all the things that are involved with Will, but I know everyone else has a million things because guess what? Everything happened in the freaking jail cells. There are so many things that happened. I know, I'm sure. If what happened to me, you guys, the thing that happened to me is...
Yeah, everybody pooped their pants too.
Yeah. You have to understand. You gave us like a million things. We need to sort some of the shit out.
All right. So yes! Go somewhere where you all feel safe.
Right, which is nowhere. What are you talking? There's not even... Oh my God!
Hey, you're in the middle of a cave with nobody around. Just hang out.
Like I said, you guys don't need to sleep. We can all just kind of rest and...
We could set up a watch and light up a lichen fire. We could roll up some lichen...
Doobies.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
Doobies has become the term in our podcast. We're like we're the coolest people ever. The doobies. Smoke some doobies with my brothers. Lichen doobies. Okay, can that be... That's like outside of the game. This is like the end of our recording. That needs to be the title. Lichen doobies. Lichen or doobies. We need to have an episode where we light up some doobies.
We're still in the cave. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're lost down here for 3 weeks. You know, who knows what you'll resort to.
Yeah. There's no food, candy. Just lichen.
Oh, no, we got candy.
Candy.
Is there any bath?
Good. Phew.
They come out glowing. I wonder if the lichen still glows when you smoke it and breathe it out. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I bet it would.
Gwen could use your breath weapon on it.
We just destroy this entire town's like industry by just fucking with all the lichen in this cave. We walk out after 3 weeks.
Accidentally start a lichen. Oh yeah, we just smoke it all.
We destroy an ecosystem by getting high on lichen.
Well, Gwen tried to snort it like cocaine.
Holy crap!
You guys get out, walk out of the cave. You're all squinting. Your eyes are bloodshot, but they're green, not red.
But we've destroyed tomorrow today.
That's it. You did it. You brought him down.
But we also destroyed Crumplemeyer. So, oops. Sorry, guys.
Oops.
You know what? This weird brain creature just needs to come up and collect this magic paper that I took from them. Crick, crick. Because Crick, we are too busy to go and give you your fucking paper. And plus, we don't even know if that's a good job anymore. We have too many other things going
on. Denise doesn't even know what you're talking about.
That's true.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have a problem that I keep confusing Crick with the gelatinous cubes, as if like there's a good gelatinous cube that has spoken to us.
It's
but
because
I'm
he's
sure
a weird jelly brain guy. Yeah,
jelly.
Maybe that's. I'm just saying brains are jelly-like, and that's probably because it was all at the same time. There was a bunch of cubes, and there was this big brain thing. So it's similar. I would see why you'd
what,
be confused.
What a big
by
brain
that.
Thing?
Yeah, huh? Denise, you don't even know.
Was it an intellect devour?
No.
What was it called?
You're about to answer like you knew the answer.
You told us. Yeah, you told us what it was.
A grell.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like it rhymes with prel shampoo.
Except
doesn't rhyme with prill.
Shampoo, right? Is it really prel?
Yeah.
Prel. Yeah.
Do brains need shampoo?
You're not truly clean unless you're prel. Wait, that's the wrong slogan.
Prel fully clean.
You're thinking zest fully
not
clean.
Not even the right word.
Zest. That's Mo's breath weapon.
I feel like we're playing I feel like we're playing Jackbox right now.
I know I'm just playing Jackbox. Yeah. Oh, you guys.
Oh, man.
Aaron, win. Oh, I'm going to take a nap.
Guys, I did it.
You did it.
Now I feel like a DM, finally.
Yeah, so but you now have to give us time to rest.
I gave you lots of time.
Right?
Didn't
there's
harass
nothing in the
you
cave.
At all. You had to knock out two guards, then you'd just been walking for a while.
That's not a rest.
I didn't say
nothing
you
chased
rested.
Us, which is amazing.
Because nothing chased us, but like we didn't know if anything. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you're
know.
Pretending like it's safe, but we don't actually know that it's safe. We have to keep running. Mm-hmm. So that's not an actual rest.
Okay, where are you running?
You smart ass. We don't know because we're still stuck in a freaking cave.
But we could take a chance and take a rest.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess maybe we'll just do that next time and then walk out of the cave like a bunch of weirdos. Like, what are we doing in this cave? What if they tore the cave before they close it for the night? Or like maybe it's never closed.
Then we'll pretend that we're wax sculptures.
Yes! I love this idea.
Or we'll just cover ourselves with lichen and pretend like we're lichen. And just like go on the wall and be like,
a lichen ghillie suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's perfect. That's definitely.
And
what
then we'll make bad jokes like, I am lichen this.
That's what Rafina's twig tea like slogan needs to be on our little adventure box. I am lichen this. That's so cute. Oh my God.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.